Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr sitting in for Eric Johnson this week. Yesterday, UN Secretary General said that he was hopeful of easing the food crisis prompted by the war in Ukraine, but he cautioned that any agreement to unblock shipments of commodities like grain still some way off. The conflict has fueled a global food crisis with surging prices for grains, cooking oil, fuel, and fertilizer. Russia and Ukraine account for nearly a third of global wheat supplies, Russia also a key fertilizer exporter, and Ukraine a major supplier of corn and sunflower oil. The UN Secretary General visited Moscow and Kyiv earlier this year, trying to broker what he calls a package deal to resume both Ukrainian food exports and Russian food and fertilizer exports as part of efforts by the world body to alleviate the crisis. And yesterday, the USDA announced the framework to transform the U.S. food system and supply chain. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic and supply chain disruptions caused by Russia's war in Ukraine, it has become clear we cannot go back to the food system we had before.
I think there's unlimited possibilities and potential for a transformation of our system so that indeed we do have a sustainable agriculture that gets to net zero. We do have a way in which farmers can see that they can make a living and pass it on to the next generation. We do have expanded access to healthy choices for everybody, not just the fortunate few that can afford to go to some of the higher end grocery stores, but to everybody having that access, that we do have a food bank and food pantry system that has access to the same level of delicious foods that we can get, so that folks don't feel as they've been left out or left behind. That's what this is all about. That's what this transformed system and the investments we make today and the investments we made over the last year, that's the goal here, is to have that kind of system where we all can take pride.
The framework would provide more options, increase access, and create new, more, and better markets for small and mid-sized producers. USDA says we also want to make nutritious food more accessible and affordable for consumers and emphasize equity through the framework. Growth Energy announced drivers across the U.S. have logged 30 billion miles on the road using E15. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says, as we kick off the summer driving season, this is a testament to the rising popularity of E15. In just the last few months, E15 has been a shield against skyrocketing fuel prices, saving drivers almost 60 cents per gallon in some areas. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.